science was in the spotlight when the U.S. Arctic Research Commission came together for its second and final day of meetings, covering a range of topics from fire forecasts and walrus tagging to sea ice loss and the nutritional value of reindeer meat. The agency, which advises the White House and Congress on Arctic issues, gathered yesterday at NOAA's Mini Convention Center to hear from researchers working at the regional and federal levels. Local researchers were up first. Gay Sheffield with the Marine Advisory Program discussed subsistence needs and food security in the Bering Strait, while Jack O'Melick of the Alaska Nanuk Commission emphasized using local knowledge to guide polar bear management strategies. Federal researchers also focused on the local angle, highlighting what makes their work relevant across the region. Karen Murphy is the coordinator of the Western Alaska Landscape Conservation Cooperative, which is developing a model to predict storm surges, tides, ice movement, and more in the Bering, Chukchi, and Beaufort Seas.
When the National Weather Service says, expect a storm surge of 4 feet over mean high water levels, what does that mean on the ground? What does that mean for actually affecting the communities? These maps will help people interpret that.
Murphy says the goal is to get information to the people who will use it in a format that they can use it easily. That means maps and other tools will be available online. Murphy says the information will also be broken down by region so locals can find forecasts specific to Norton Sound or the Seward Peninsula rather than all of Western Alaska. The National Park Service is also doing research on the Seward Peninsula, monitoring the migration of brown bears, muskox, caribou, and other animals. Jim Lawler does research for the Park Service and says tracking species provides valuable information for locals as well as larger agencies.
If local users or local subsistence users aren't getting caribou, is it because there's not very many caribou, or is it because the caribou are in a different location than the people are?
The Park Service is creating caribou migration maps that hopes to answer that question, but Lawler says professional biologists aren't the only ones involved. The Park Service has recruited students at Shishmaref schools to help photograph migratory birds to get better on-the-ground information and engage local people. Fran Ulmer is the chair of the U.S. Arctic Research Committee and says gaining local insight is key to successful Arctic policy.
And in Alaska, particularly where subsistence is such an important part of life, to better understand how changing ecosystems, how changing species populations, migrations, etc., connect with choices that are being made on the ground by both managers but also subsistence hunters and fishers and gatherers is a really important way of making sure that the federal government is spending its money wisely when it comes to research.
The commission wrapped up its meetings with presentations on renewable energy and port development. KNOM will have more of that coverage later this week.